a sunny Saturday afternoon filled with sport. The annual Arlington County Gang Task Force soccer tournament is one part of a broad strategy to steer teens away from gangs in the Virginia suburbs of Washington. Robert Vilches is the Gang Task Force coordinator for Arlington County.
I believe that no county, no city, no town is immune from this gang problem, and every child is at risk. Some kids are at higher risk than others.
Arlington County police say 85% of area gangs are Latino, including the Mara Salvatucci gang, or MS-13. That gang started in Los Angeles and has spread to other parts of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Authorities say the group is involved in everything from petty street theft to human trafficking, drugs, and murder for hire.
The park that we just passed has been known to have some gang activity in it as well.
Arlington Police Captain Brian Burke says the number of known gang members in the area has dropped from a few hundred in the early 1990s to around 100 today. He attributes the decline to suppression by law enforcement and more than 300 education and prevention programs.
It's not something that I feel you can claim victory on, because they are transient, and I believe that if we were to stop paying attention to them and to their criminal activity, that they would once again feel comfortable in coming back and gaining a foothold and being able to call Arlington home.
Good afternoon, guys.
The soccer tournament is an opportunity to reach out to children at risk. Sergeant Rick Rodriguez is with the Arlington County Police.
Once you join a gang, whether you actually join it by getting jumped in or whether you're an associate, meaning you're hanging out with them, they will own you at some point. You will not be making decisions on your own.
And tournament organizers say that message resonates with young people. 16-year-old Rodrigo Nero is originally from El Salvador.
I think it's a really good message because sometimes teens are dragged into all gangs and everything, but, you know, that's not the right choice. And like I said, it's hard to get your way out.
The faster we get this going, the better.
Gang Task Force Coordinator Robert Vilches is encouraged by the success he has seen over the last 7 years. But he says gang prevention is a never-ending battle, and that half the battle is simply reaching out to children at risk. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Arlington, Virginia.